Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition and hadith, which is concerned with the recipients of charity. This month is the month of Ramadan, you know. We're in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month of worship of Allah. And primarily, when we think of Ramadan, we think about fasting. We think about reading the Quran, right? These are also great acts of worship, no denying that. But there are also other acts of worship that we can perform in this blessed month. One of which is charity, giving charity, sadaqah, or charity to those people who deserve it, right? But the question always is asked by people, who do we give charity to, you know? And it's ironic that this question is actually mentioned in the Holy Quran in a couple of places. One of the places where it's mentioned is the following. The charities are for the poor who are straitened in the way of Allah, not capable of moving about in the land for trade. The unaware suppose them to be well off because of their reserve. You recognize them by their mark. They do not ask people importunately. Right. So these are some of the characteristics of those people who need charity and who deserve to be given charity. Right. People who are, lose their way and they come somewhere, you know, on a trip, and for example, they don't have enough money to get back, right? Or people, you know, who don't have money, they're not well off, right? But at the same time, they don't constantly ask people for money, right? These are people who deserve to be given charity. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about whether one should give charity to those who beg at people's doors, or whether to withhold it from them and to give it to one's poor relatives instead. To which the Imam replied in the following way, no, rather one should send it to a poor relative, for that holds a greater reward. You know, they say in English, charity begins at home, right? This is a principle that Islam, to a certain extent, has affirmed, that if we want to give charity, we should start with giving it to our poor relatives. You know, and this is also one of the things that we should take into consideration in this holy month, remembering our relatives who need our help. A lot of times, you know, people are generous and they start, you know, giving charity and their, you know, sadaqah and their zakat or their khums, you know, to people outside of their family, when there are people within their own family who deserve it more than those people. But because of some, you know, family disagreements and arguments, we don't want to give it to them. Oh, I don't like that guy. He said this about me. Let me give it to somebody else. Right? It's easier to give it to somebody we don't know, right? Because we don't really know everything about him, you know, than to give it to somebody we've been living with all our life, right? You know, we know everything about. Right? But here the Imam says, no, give it to the person in your family who deserves it more than those people who are outside of your family. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the people who deserve to be given charity in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please remember us in your prayers in this holy month of Ramadan. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد